We asked Ron Van Dam to tell us what he knows about his listeners.
They're not pretty, and they make a lot of noise when they're mating.
I'm a little concerned as to how you know that. Probably best not to think about it. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the person to whom they refer to in the title. Great to be with you today. You're looking wonderful. Oh my God, you look better than you did yesterday. Ooh, yesterday, you were not looking too good. I'm glad you're looking better today. I'm going to do a little something different today. Besides doing radio and podcasting for the past, well, radio for like 35 years almost now, I also did television for nearly 25 years, and I still do it on a weekly basis now. So today's show, we thought it would be interesting to we're just going to let you listen to the last TV show that I did. It runs about half an hour, and, you know, there you go. And I don't know. But before we do that, you can't just listen to this with no responsibility on your part whatsoever. So by the rules of the FCC and the CDC and the International House of Pancakes, you need to sign off on this disclaimer.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home. Some listeners may experience nausea or vomiting while listening to this show. Please consult with your doctor or psychologist before listening to this program. The Ron Van Dam Show is not intended for listeners who have had a history of high blood pressure or acid reflux. Women who are pregnant should stay at least 20 feet away from the radio speaker and should avoid listening to the show for more than 2 hours at any one time. The Ron Van Dam t-shirts should never be worn in conjunction with the Ron Van Dam pants, unless it is after Memorial Day or before Labor Day, but even then. Please refrain from loud conversation, as this may be disruptive to others nearby who are trying to listen to this program. Your enjoyment of the program may vary. It may vary greatly. Please enjoy the show.
You may not realize it, but we put these breaks in the middle of the Ron Van Dam Show to give you a moment to stop and think about the fact that you are listening to the Ron Van Dam Show, and maybe give you a couple minutes alone with your thoughts to reconsider some of your life choices, like one of those moments might be happening right now. Are you still here? Well, okay, if that's the way it's got to be, you are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
I am old enough to remember that when I first had a car, I used to drive into a gas station, and I didn't have to get out of my car. A guy, and it was always a guy, I'm not being sexist, it was a guy that would come running out to my car, and he was dressed in a little hat and sometimes a bow tie, and, well, no bow tie, and he would say, how you doing, fill her up?
Yes.
And he would go to the, he'd take the nozzle and the hose and shove it into my car, and I would sit there, and then he'd say, check your oil. I said, well, sure, because it was free. It was free. So while the gas was being pumped into my car, he would open up my hood. I know, sounds like a euphemism, but it's not. And he would, he checked my dipstick. That was a euphemism. And he checked my oil and the whole bit and made sure I had enough water. Not the kind you drink in a bottle, but my car had enough water in it. He checked all that stuff for free. And when the gas was full, he would return, and then I'd pay him, and I'd leave, and I never got out of the car, and he was a full-service gas station. Now, there's none of those places. It was the salad bar that started this. I'll get back to this. It was the salad bar that started. It was serve yourself, self-serve. That's what started this whole thing. Yeah, you want a salad? There's a long table over there. Just get it your damn self. What do you want from us? You want us to bring you a salad? No. There's a bowl of lettuce and some stuff, some tomatoes and cucumbers and some little bacon bits. Go get it yourself. Wow, what an attitude in these restaurants. We like that because we want to make the salad ourselves, but at the same time, we were losing being served, you see. And then it transformed to the gas stations. Now, you want gas? Pump it yourself. What are we, a full-service gas station? You want gas? Get out of your car, get off your ass, and go pumping your... What the hell's wrong with you? Yeah, I know. It's all do-it-yourself stuff. Yeah. They have restaurants like that. I think it's Golden Corral, which doesn't sound like a restaurant. And sounds like a strip joint, doesn't it, for some reason? I don't know why. But anyway, that made no sense. I apologize. That made no sense. There are other places where you get up and you get your own salad. And then you order a hamburger or something. You want a hamburger? Yes, I'd like a hamburger medium rare, and I'd like some lettuce. And get it yourself. Go. There's a grill. There's the beef. Make it yourself. What are we, a restaurant? Yes, you are. Yes. I don't know. Things have changed. They've changed rapidly. Things have changed since this pandemia thing I've heard about. Yeah, I thought that when the pandemia started to be over, which it's kind of not, that everything would just go back to normal. But all of a sudden, man, it's like, we don't have any employees. What do you mean you don't have any employees? Yeah, we don't have any wait staff. The restaurant's open. We got a few people working here, but you'll have to excuse us. It could take like 5 to 6 hours to serve your food, and we'd have to call somebody up to bring it to the table for you. We're short-staffed. We apologize. It's the pandemia. We can't find anybody to work. What? Did everybody leave the country all of a sudden? Nobody needs jobs? Everybody got filthy rich during the pandemic? Nobody needs jobs anymore? We can't find anybody. We can't find anyone. I don't know where they all went. Every business has a help wanted sign. Now hiring. Help wanted. Where are the people? Where did the people go? I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. I got a call from somebody I know. I was going to say I got a call from a friend, but doesn't deserve the title. I got a call from somebody I know. And it rang, and then nobody was there. And I called the person back, and I said, "Did you just call me?" "Oh no, 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 Ron. No. I did, but no, I didn't mean to." "Oh, well, that sounds nice." "Yeah, it's like They dialed my number wanting to speak to me. As soon as they finished dialing it, they said, "Now I'm changing my mind. I don't want to talk to him. What am I thinking? Why, I don't want to complete the phone call. Just no. Oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why am I? Oh, no, no, no. That's not a compliment. That's not a compliment. Most people say, "I'm calling you because I haven't talked to you in a while." No, I called you by mistake. I realized as I was calling you, this is a big mistake. Oh, that didn't feel good. But then it got worse. I said, "Well, I called you by mistake." I said, "Oh." And they said, "Yes, I butt-dialed you." Oh, I see. So it wasn't you that was calling me. It was your ass. Is that supposed to make me feel good? When you call me, you can't bother pushing the buttons. You just sit on the phone. And my number comes up because I'm on butt automatic dialing, apparently. And then as soon as you realized, "Oh, my butt called you by mistake." I didn't call you by mistake. My butt did. My butt is making purchases on my credit card. I butt charge things by mistake. My butt is going crazy. I got a credit card bill. Apparently last week, my butt went to Jamaica and butt charged me. My butt is just out of control. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's no compliment involved there. I was speaking to this person, and, I really haven't talked to you in a while, or your butt. We should have lunch together. We should catch up on things, which is stupid, because you don't want to do that. You don't want to catch up on things with people. You're asking for trouble. "I haven't seen you in 6 months. Let's catch up on things." You don't want that. I swear, you don't want that to happen. You don't want to catch up. No. You want to just leave it alone. You don't care, really, do you? "Let's catch up." Okay, what are you doing next Wednesday? Well, Wednesday sounds good. I'm not entirely sure. Got a lot of things going on right now. What things are those? I don't know, just a lot of things. Don't drill me. So tell you what, I'll pencil you in for lunch for Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Wait a minute. You're going to pencil me in? Yes, I'm going to use a pencil because I may be erasing it. I have a feeling I will. So because I'm not sure and probably won't meet you for lunch, I'm going to use a pencil. You can't use a pen? No, then I really have to show up. That's a permanent commitment. No, I'm going to pencil you in. You can't pen me in. No, it's not like that. I'll pencil you in. All right, you know what? I'll pencil you in too. I will pencil you in too. And I'll have an eraser standing by. I mean, what are we doing? Just what are we doing? Why do you even want to catch up with this person anyway? Why? What's the point? Do you really care what they've been doing for the past 6 months? No. No. You know, I realized, I've talked about this on a previous show, I think. I don't know. We're all attached to our devices. We are. Now, if you have some type of a breathing problem, you need to be attached to a breathing apparatus. I get that. But do we really need to be attached to our cell phone device? We are. As I think I'm not attached, there have been times when I've left my house, gotten in my car, and I'm driving half a block away, and I realize, oh my God, I don't have my cell phone. I actually turn around and go home to get my cell phone. Why? I have no idea. I'm not going any place where I need the cell phone. I don't need to take calls. I'm not a stockbroker. Everything can wait while I go to the store and pick up some peanuts or something. I don't need my cell phone for that. But yet I turn around and I get it because I am attached to my cell phone. I'm wearing my cell phone right now in my front left pant pocket, so close to my crotch that probably within about 10 or 15 years, I will develop some type of testicular cancer or something because I am wearing my phone in my groin area. Women don't have that problem. They put their phone in their pocketbooks. Men, we put it right near the parts. Near the parts. Not a great idea. That's why men usually pass away before women. It's because of the cell phone in the pants pocket. I really think there's a connection. We are so connected to our devices, but that's not all we're connected with. We as a society have developed a three-prong connection that makes no sense. The first, of course, is indeed the cell phone, as I have just mentioned. The second is the bottle of spring water. And if it's not spring water, maybe it's tap water. I don't suggest that in this particular town. But whatever water it may be, we're either walking around with a plastic bottle of water where the cheap plastic is leaking into the water itself. Great idea there. Or we have this canister that keeps the water cold. I don't know what you call these things. You get them for free when you go to conventions. And you put your water in it and it keeps it cold and all that stuff. Because we cannot go throughout the day, we can't go for 5, 10 minutes, an hour without having water with us. When did this start? When I was a kid, we had a hose in the backyard with the garden hose. That was it. That was our water source. Now we walk around with water bottles continually. And if you get in the car and you drive away from the house and you, oh my God, I don't have any water with me. You turn around and you get the water, just like you do the cell phone. What's the third device that we can't live without? Well, that's the coffee. Everybody's walking around with their hand like this, like some type of strange carpal tunnel thing, like their hand froze in this position, holding a styrofoam cup. Styrofoam cup in this hand. You're drinking styrofoam. Plastic bottle with water in it. You're drinking little pieces of plastic in this hand. And then cell phone in the lower pocket, hugging the crotch. We are walking stupid people. We are walking stupid people. Doesn't say much for anybody, does it? I don't remember if I said this on the last show, but I'll tell you something. I look at life as if I were an alien from another planet. From another galaxy, I should say. Out of the solar system. Another galaxy far, far away. A different light year. A different everything. And I'm in my spaceship, and I stop off at this planet. Looks like Earth. Well, what a beautiful planet that is. Then they land here, and they see what the human beings have done to their own planet. Destroy it little by little until they can't live on it anymore. These are stupid people. And I would go back to my galaxy and say to everybody in my galaxy, hey, if you want a vacation, don't go to Earth. They're incredibly stupid there. It's true. We are. Well, you are. Not you, because you're watching the show. Everybody else is incredibly stupid. We know that we're heading for doom, yet we tend to do nothing about it because we're rather comfortable right now. It's just, it's odd. It's very odd. I have no idea what time it is or when I started this show, so I have no idea. I literally don't how long this is, so whatever. I just really have no idea. October is just around the corner, kind of. Well, I'll be here next week, and it won't be October yet then either. It's my favorite time of year because it starts to get a little bit cool. You don't know whether to wear a jacket or a sweater or a t-shirt, or you don't know what to wear. There's just, I don't know what to wear. That's when the leaves start falling off the trees, It's a sign of the trees kind of like shedding, and there's they turn different colors, the leaves, and they're beautiful. Did you ever take a road trip to northern New England, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont? That's about as far as I would want to go. And you see all the different color leaves on the trees, and it's beautiful. And after about an hour, do you say what I say to myself? Okay, this is boring. I get it. The leaves are turning different colors. The more dramatic ones are probably red. Okay. Now what? It's fascinating for a little while, and after that, it's just, okay, so what do I do now? I'll tell you what you do now. You grab a rake, and you rake them up until there's blisters on your fingers and on the palms of your hands, and you do something with these leaves. You burn them, you shove them into the forest, you eat them, you put them in a book. I don't know what the hell you do with these things. And then as soon as you rake up all the leaves, a little wind comes around, more leaves come off the tree. It's like you haven't done anything whatsoever. So fall and autumn can be quite annoying and yet quite beautiful. I don't know. I think everything has its upside, and everything certainly has its downside. Here's an example of an upside and downside. When you get older, most people start losing their hair. Not everybody. Most people. Women don't lose their hair. It just gets thinner. It's still there, but it's not going to treat you real well. Hair will turn white or gray, which is a branding of your age. It's not pretty. No hair. That's the downside. What's the upside? You start growing hair in places that never have grown hair before, and it freaks you out. I never had hair coming out of my ears until a few years ago. Now, it's not really long, like I don't braid it and put it in a ponytail, but hair is starting to grow out of my ears. I never had that problem before. What are you doing? Why is that happening? My nose hairs serve a function. I've always had nose hairs, but now they're growing rapidly to the point where I have to see a hairstylist and say to the hairstylist, yes, could you just clean up the hair on my head? Yeah, just take away the, clean it up a little bit. And then could you give me a keratin treatment on my nose hairs and my ear hairs? I want to leave it long, but just kind of do like an angle cut. It's so weird. Now, those are the only places on my body that I can see. There's other places on my body. I don't know if there's hair growing out of them or not, but if there is, then I'm going to be freaked out. I have no idea what the hell's going on. I really don't. I don't. I have no idea. As I said, I have no idea either how long the show has been going on. I think this is my third hour. Is that right? No? Okay. Fine. Whatever. When did ripped jeans become fashionable? Through the years, there have been some very strange fashion trends. I think the strangest of all are people that wear ripped jeans and think that that's stylish. When I see ripped jeans, my response is, oh, you poor person, you can't even afford to have pants. Your pants are all ripped. I don't know what you do for a living, how much time you spend on your knees, but they're all ripped and frayed. Oh, you poor thing. I bet you haven't eaten in a week. Or maybe even 2 weeks. I feel the same way about people at Walmart who wear their pajama pants to go shopping. I don't understand that. Do you ever see these women wearing curlers in their hair? They don't do as much of that as they did back in the previous century. Well, women used to curl their hair for some reason, and I don't know why, because it just doesn't really do much for me. They wear curlers, and that was crazy, certainly. Now, when I go to Walmart, and I do every once in a while because the prices are okay, I'll go in there and I see women wearing pajama pants with curlers in their hair. And I'm saying, you do understand you are out in public now. I don't know why you're putting the curlers in your hair and then deciding to go out in public. I thought that was supposed to take place ahead of time. You take the curlers out and then you go into public. And the answer is going to Walmart is not going into public. I really don't understand it. Do you remember? Oh my God. Come here. Do you remember the days when people used to dress up on Sundays? Sundays were dress-up days. You wore your finest dress, your finest suit, and you would go to church or synagogue or whatever, to the temple. Maybe you were a Buddhist monk. I don't know what your religious background is. It has nothing to do with this whatsoever. But you would dress up to go to your place of worship because you're with other people, and you dressed well because you were in God's house. And when you're in God's house, the least you do is get some clean underwear. No more. People don't dress up for church anymore. There's not that special occasion. Remember, they used to dress up the children and these little cute wardrobes, and everybody would gawk at the children and say, oh, look, they look so beautiful and so pretty and so well-dressed. They're probably pains in the asses when they're not in church, but that's not the point. They look so beautiful. No more. We don't dress up for anything anymore. When people used to go to restaurants, that was going out. And they would dress rather well, better than usual. Now you go to a restaurant, I'm going to wear my finest tank top. And to be really fashionable, I'll be wearing jeans ripped in the knees. Yes. I'll put on some fishnet stockings that are all frayed and ripped all over the place. And yes, maybe I'll bloody my nose. We don't dress up for anybody anymore, much less for ourselves. And that's a sad, sad thing. I remember watching Leave It to Beaver. Do you millennials even know what I'm talking about? Leave It to Beaver had nothing to do with what you're thinking. It was a little child named Theodore, and they nicknamed him the Beaver. They never explained why. They just did. And Beaver had a brother named Wally, who doesn't, and a father named Ward, perfectly natural name for a man, and June, four in the family. And Ward, the father, used to take his sons Beaver and Wally to the baseball game nearby. And how did they dress for the baseball game? They wore jackets and ties. Because there was a time in our history when people went out in public, they dressed accordingly. We've lost that. It's sad in a way. In another way, it's still sad. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how long this show is. I don't know if it's short or long. I have no idea.
I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, well, I wish you peace.